And yeah, we got a huge plane just flew by.
Some plane, eh? Yeah, I heard that.
It might be a cargo plane, because I don't think a passenger jet can be that huge. You know, like a FedEx plane.
Hold on. What we could do is bring Rotom in here. You want to try that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Rotom is the bot written by NGP.
NGP, yep.
I guess we can welcome our bot overlord. I mean, I just want to use it to... Oh, I need to approve.
Yep. I don't have the permissions to do so.
Nice, okay. Add a bot to the server. Record a new mixtape? What does this mean? Check it out, it's fire. Right. Hi. Hey guys. Hi Tech here, and we're back. Just really quickly from the last podcast release. So, I don't know. We have only one host here, and it's Team Vista. So, hi. Welcome back.
Hey.
You are on the beta episode, right? One of it.
I was on the second beta episode, yes.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, and we're back on Discord. This time, I kind of want to leave Skype alone, you know, to do their
For
own stuff.
For various reasons.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a pain setting that up. So we're back on Discord, and what is added to Discord right now is a robot. So thanks to his help, you got a robot added in to this episode to play stuff. Since
kudos to NGB for setting that up.
That's right. Thanks to him. He's in spirit, I guess. He's here in spirit. Fellow countrymen. And, right, because I released the podcast like literally half a day before this recording, I don't think a lot of people have heard it, although I posted it on TPP, the subreddit. You know, r/TwitchPlaysPokemon. It got a lot of attention, but there's no comments yet. Let me refresh and see. Yeah, 20 upvotes. A couple of upvotes on my comment, but no one responded. But that's okay. What happened last time was Celsius and who else? Yeah, Love Carol was on Skype and we talk about stuff. We're very far apart, so that's why the connection between myself and Love Carol is alright. Maybe it's kind of solid, but to Europe it's kind of weak. But between Europe and the US should be clear, so probably Love Carol can hear better, but on my end it's much blurry, as if he's underwater. Right, Team Vista, have you been using Skype recently?
Well, I use it sparingly these days because, for one, it's a memory hog, and two, there's not really much to talk about these days.
Okay. When was the last time you used it?
Last time I used it was today, when I, someone please wake me up in hearing voices.
Right. Because we had a Skype group anyway, so I just communicated through that, you know, my intention to record a podcast. So, whatever, just listen back to the very long recording that we had, you know, 1.5 hours. That was take 3. There were 2 takes previously, which I cut out conveniently, because I don't want to. In fact, I have to upgrade to a pro account for SoundCloud for me to be able to upload that episode. Kind of sucks. Could be a long-term investment, though. Yeah, I subscribed for a year. The US dollar rate for my currency isn't that nice. We are weak compared to the US dollar, so I paid relatively more than usual.
You could maybe host it on InstaAudio instead, but had a disadvantage of not being able to have them all at the same place. You'd have to store them in a Reddit thread or something.
What's the service?
InstaAudio?
InstaAudio. Right. You can type it out. Let me take a look. .io at the end.
Of course, because, you know, you need to be classy with the URLs these days.
Yeah, we got a lot of .io URLs that I've came across.
It's a play on input-output.
It's Indian Ocean Territory, if I'm not mistaken. British Indian Ocean Territory.
Yep.
That let out the...
But nobody ever uses it for that.
Domain, yeah. Like, we have a niche, a pretty interesting domain for our country. Malaysia is .my. So just say .com.my. That's very simple to remember.
And could be appealing for future domain buyers.
I believe it's already being used. You know, any words that end with my in the English language or any language. I mean, I could sidetrack this topic to talk about Unicode URLs, but yeah, next time. So on the topic of Twitch-based Pokemon, as usual, we'll start with that. We ended our TPP Brown run, right?
That we did.
Because the last podcast, we were fighting the E4, like the first attempt.
At the time of this recording, Brown ended 3 days ago?
Pretty much. 3 or 4 days ago. Like, we did some post-game. Because the post-game, like, after the post-game, we are still left with a day or so to play around, to play slot machines and stuff. And got a few 777s.
And we also saw that bird again.
Yeah, that bird. Chaton, whatever. Could be. So we'll know, like, what happens next. At least that's what the game suggests. We'll know what will happen in Prism. That is like the sequel. And Prism is expected to start in September. Yeah. The last time I checked, yes, September. However, Rebo kind of want to slot something in between. So people saw it is September and they left the stream. Or they left TPP. And I expected to check back.
What's also important
to you? And I expected to check back 3 months later or two. However, it's a surprise. Not really a surprise. Team Vista, can you explain?
Well,
there's a change of plans. Slight change of plans.
I'm sorry, off the break. Oh, hello. Our bio has joined us.
Welcome. There's no announcement. I didn't make a at here. But thanks for joining in. He's typing as usual. Interesting. Originally, you know, which you say you are in NorCal, but Arbayo here type and says he's in LA. He says he's in LA for family stuff and his connection is not like optimal. So he might drop out. Which is alright. So yeah, we have Prism in September. However, there's something in between. We are expected to play some kind of randomized Gen 4 game.
Yes. Randomized Platinum is coming up at the end of this month.
Which is July. July 2016 for future listeners. And yes, people are kind of hyped about that because we, in the last
podcast, been a while since we started a randomized run, so
that's right.
Naturally, people are looking for a Gen 4 randomized that wasn't Heart Gold. Yeah, that'll be a Return to Sinnoh, and we probably need that after several games set in the Kanto region.
Exactly. Not that it's it probably caters to the classic guys like those early runs, like me. You know, I'm my first experience with Pokemon is with really the earlier runs. But there's another group which I presume started around Gen 4. like when DS and 3DS were a thing, or GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
So they play those, and that's the deepest and most that's why they have the closest connection. Our bio, we just started literally like 10-20 minutes, so we haven't talked about anything further than the whatever happened last week. Mm-hmm. Our bio is more excited for the fact that it's, you know, like, you know, return to this grand piano land instead of the trumpet land.
Yeah, go to the jazz age.
Jazzy.
1920s stuff. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't really play Gen 4 myself.
Gen 4 was a pretty good generation.
Like, story-wise?
Story-wise, and let's not forget the Underground. The Underground was debatably one of the best features about it.
Like the maps. It's pretty cool.
Oh, right. am I forgetting the GTS? I'm forgetting the GTS. Of course, Gen 4 introduced the GTS, which is the Global Trading Station, and that pretty much kickstarted the
online trading
trend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they kind of need
an online in general
console upgrade, right? DS started that because the time is right for them to create such a console. So Pokemon jumped onto the concept, and yeah.
And back when Pokemon was still on the Game Boy, they didn't have a way to connect to the internet.
Yeah.
You could only trade with cable or infrared. Yeah. And with Gen 4, you can now trade over Wi-Fi.
And through the wider
a pretty big feature.
With any technology advances, we can expect that, you know, it started small and then it exploded once it's connected to the internet, because the internet is really huge.
Mm-hmm. And it's the reason that we're talking on this podcast today.
Pretty much, yeah. So next, do you have any expectation for what a randomized platinum will look like? Like what kind of pack will it use? Will we be actually be playing platinum? Do you know?
I do not know at this time. I think we're just going to use a vanilla platinum run and just randomize that. But who knows what's in store.
Mm-hmm. Albio might have more idea on what to expect, probably. And because you say Gen 4 is still the best to play, you know, it's kind of a classic. But yeah, sometime I should play this game myself. Because last time, there wasn't a powerful enough emulator to run.
Well, if you're going to play Gen 4, play the Platinum one, because there are several reasons why you... put it this way, Diamond and Pearl haven't aged well.
Oh, really? So Platinum is more classic than Diamond and Pearl?
A lot of people like to joke about it because the menus were really slow in Diamond and Pearl.
And
Platinum tried to mitigate those concerns, but...
I didn't know that there is a limitation.
Oh, yeah. About the abilities, abilities are probably going to be randomized as well, and considering that we had a randomized run where our starter had the ability Truant, which means it could only move every other turn, that could be something.
It would be cool.
Could be cool, could be absolutely terrible, and then we release it. Or just leave it in the box all day.
Yeah. We just don't know what to expect, since it's randomized.
Roll the dice, see what happens.
Play to RNG. Play hard.
RNGesus.
Arroyo says here, I think the starter we choose on stream will have a horrible ability until we evolve it. So it's possible we have a slow start, like we figure out what to expect. Yeah, a Gen 4 run is kind of due. So next, can we move on?
Go ahead.
Maybe Arroyo want to chime in at the last moment. Or maybe not. So, after randomized platinum, we'll have Prism. Prism is a sequel.
Yeah, it's another ROM hack made by Cool Boy Man. And it takes place in region?
Another world. It's not region.
Right.
There's a different name. We'll look
after,
it up.
After It's still in the region verse, or however you pronounce it, because even I don't know.
Like, do you know what's different comparing Prism to Brown?
Can't say I do.
Okay, I'll look for it with silence in between.
Welcome back.
WB. So, Pokemon Prism, according to the website here, is a hack, obviously. It's also a GBC hack, and we now have a region called Naljo, N-A-L-J-O.
Naljo, or
Naljo.
It's another confusing region name.
Yeah, it's fun for Spanish languages to pronounce that. We have no idea how it should be pronounced. There's no guide. So apparently, there are 252 Pokemons from 4 generations. So I was wondering, because I thought they'll have all Gen 4 mons in the hack, but no. There's Jinx, as I've heard.
It's a mix.
Mozilla. The username, not the browser. Mozilla. Say there's Jinx, but yeah. A few Gen 4 mons will be in the hack. Naljo, I have no idea what the name is based on. Only Cool Walkman knows.
And at this point, he's probably the only one that does know, besides a couple of his developers.
Yeah, and his team of developers probably have some idea. So on the live update perspective, we found a problem with Pokemon Brown in the sense that we cannot actually grab text directly from Pokemon Brown to display on
Pokétext. Right, what's his name?
RCT?
Yep. RCT hosts a bot called Pokétext that pretty much allows us to grab stuff from the text boxes in Pokémon games and puts it in a little IRC window so that we can review it later.
Yeah. The main point is that when you play a stream, it grabs directly from the stream and cleans it up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just shows you the text.
And then
which is absolutely great.
Yeah,
uses OCR to grab the text. And what's great about that is when we're going on a shopping spree or something that even the live updaters have trouble with getting all the details correct, they can look back to Pokétext and see what exactly happened in the transactions. We can keep track of that.
And the joke basically is assuming Pokétext is working, you know, with a big air quote.
Right.
Assuming that it's working. So now it doesn't work on Brown because the text boxes are slightly different.
Yeah, it didn't like the colors.
And you don't like the colors, yeah. Because RCT feedback and say if Big Devil maybe can get the sprites, you know, the exact pixels right, then probably we can use it. So for Prism, probably I'll... you know, we'll approach Big Devil's help, load Prism and capture all the details of the borders, because the borders are kind of funky.
Well, what's also important is Cool Boy Man is launching the release of Prism at the end of when we do its TPP run. So they're working together with the TPP developers team in order to release that properly.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a new version of Prism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hope that will work. Right, so we've done talking about Brown and Prism and Randomized Platinum, even though we don't really have a clear idea. So next, we'll talk about Reddit, because there are a few stuff happening after the main run ended, such as...
One of them is the new community moderators. We have... Isura Tivos, Chozu VGC, and Adarash Run taking over and processing bans and appeals.
I believe this is mostly met with positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I think these three personalities are well known in the Twitch realm, in the TPP realm.
Each one has some things that they can bring to the table. Isura Tivos has been... hosting a stat stream since I'm pretty sure Twitch plays Pokemon X, and they've been a presence around here for a couple of years now at least.
Yeah, Ace. I'll call it Ace of Tables. kind of hard to pronounce and even to spell his name.
It's just Soviet Russia backwards. That's another way of saying it.
Pretty much.
And then Chaozu and Adarash, you may know from the TPP betting on which plays Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Right.
They're well known there.
I believe they started Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Stadium 2 when that...
We got our top bettors in here.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they still have, you know, millions of dongas in their accounts?
Oh, yeah.
They haven't, you know, throw them all away.
Not yet, at least. And they probably will be smart enough with their imaginary money to keep most of it.
Yeah. They have strats. They know how to play the game well. That's all I can say.
Indeed.
And to me, it's kind of weird to see both of them appearing on normal runs. Like, they'll be inputting, and I see the name Chaozu and Adrash on the input stream, and I think, oh, that's weird. I don't usually see them there, right? Do you have that feeling too? You know, NKK appearing on the input stream on Twitch. Do you feel like, you know, it's kind of weird that they appear there?
Yeah, it's like you have two different communities, basically. You have the Twitch Plays Run community, and then you have the Twitch Plays Stadium/Battle Revolution community.
We kind of look at both of them separately.
Mm-hmm. Even though both of them are part of the Twitch Plays Pokemon community as a whole.
Yeah, they should be a family. Yeah, so... But, like, separated by, you know, different times. I don't know. Really odd, you know.
Different times, different beliefs.
The community, in this case, you know, the group that plays BBR, that bets, and the group that plays the actual run, that, you know, does chat leading and stuff, they appear to not mix around that much. But who knows? Because I'm...
Occasionally
I join the stream and, you know, I feel a bit weird.
Well, it's okay to feel a bit weird. You know, we've always been a bit weird.
Anyway.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Such is the nature of the voices.
And Redditor, probably, in general. And the community in general, also, not the standard one. We are a minority anyway, so we can't even...
Is Twitch Plays Pokemon still a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. We always make these kind of jokes. Lame jokes, in-game jokes, whatever. Only we understand. To the 45 over 1,000 subscribers that still subscribe to this Reddit. Anyway, yeah, community mods is met with positive news, and we hope they do their job well. Wish them all the best. And who left? I heard someone left the mod team. Sonic, right?
Oh yeah, Sonic's taking a break from the whole thing.
Yeah. Sad to see him, you know, being stressed out from all the modding stuff. Well, not the modding, just being in the team.
Yeah, it just stressed him over. He's still going to be hosting the PCs for the TPP infrastructure, but as far as actively participating in the community, he's going to lay off from that.
He demodded himself from, you know, all things that he was modded for. And it's a bit like... Well, not really like Deku. Is Deku really retiring? He's retiring from active runs, right? Like,
Since he did Pokemon...
Randomized Alpha Sapphire, right? But, well, not exactly that one.
Okay, yeah.
He technically retired last August, if I'm not mistaken. Like August of last year. I don't actually know the date. We'll maybe talk about people's stream.
Right now is streaming Stardew Valley, and
he's expecting inputs. You know, it's kind of lonely just doing a stream and not being noticed. But,
he has the advantage of having a purple icon on Discord, which lets other people know that he's streaming.
I see that. However, no one is, joining his stream on and stuff. I don't know, Team Vista probably
can. Not at the moment.
Probably can join in and see. I don't know. I'll monitor lightly. I don't want to, you know, mess things up on this stream, if it's even possible to mess things up. I don't know what he has planned. Stardew Valley. Yeah, this is a game that Arbayo mentioned. I actually don't quite know the background of it. Do you know what that game is about, Mister?
Stardew Valley is a... I'm pretty sure it's a open world game. I know it has something to do with farming, but that's pretty much my extent of the game. I've never played it. I've heard great things about it, never played it.
Now what's the URL for this Twitch API? Kraken API.twitch, because I kind of want to access it that way. Pick dev 2010. If it works, I'll... nice. It works. Try hard trying to remember API URLs. So, Pigu X kind of complained a bit that he couldn't stream 30 frames per second on high definition. Well, it's kind of understandable because it's a bit far from the action.
Looks to be offline for a moment. Maybe he's fixing something.
Perhaps. 404 preview. Yeah, he's offline.
And no one inputs. Okay, I give up.
Well, he's...
maybe at a different time he'll try this again.
Yeah, but I saw it works. You know,
Well, it does work.
Load a bit of his stream. But maybe, yeah, some other time. So do you have anyone else like around you, Team Wisdom?
Huh?
Like I hear a bit of yawning.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
No problem.
Oh, well, there's the Tales of TPP event.
Oh yeah.
Let me talk about that.
We actually still have a contest, you know, Operation Pride ended. So we still have Tales of TPP still ongoing. Oh dear.
Tales of...
Yeah. You can continue.
That happened.
It's not...
So, bad. Tales of TPP, it's been up on the front page for quite a while now. And it will end in a week from this recording, the 9th of July 2016 at 8 p.m. CEST. So if you want to submit your stuff there, you better get it in before that deadline.
In fact, they're in daylight saving time, so it's 6 p.m. UTC, Saturday. By then, she'll, you know, Laika, the one who started this, will go through the entries and, well, wins will get really cool, among other stuff, as I have said in the past episode. So far, Team Visa, have you gone through the entries a bit? Because we kind of discussed that we might mention a few as an overview. Otherwise, I'll go with PFAC's reply and follow up on this. So, for topic 1, Effie, our Charizard from the Moemon run, you know, the run that a lot of people seem to drop out from. There are zero entries. Well, past me didn't realize that there were actually 3 entries on this topic. I don't know why I relied on PFAC's comment on this one. Those entries came from Masamas, titled Effie's Sweep, from Snow Warning, aka Arm Leutersen, titled Effie, 0 for 1 and 1 for All, and from Tempest Vermilion, titled Lights, The Evolution of Effie. I was reading Laika's text post on this, where she's asking people to vote for their favorites after submission was closed. Yeah, I was so late into this. Whatever, please vote. It's a new sticky thread on the main subreddit.
Well, topic 2 is hosts and their starters. We have Hajime Lesukna. I sincerely apologize if I'm butchering that up.
Yeah.
Talking about Nina and R's relationship.
Nina and R, because I'm actually not very familiar with you know, all runs. Probably from Moemon too. So, not really.
I
actually have no idea.
That would be
do you have any idea?
Looks like the randomized what's the other Omega Sapphire?
No,
Omega Sapphire.
Right? Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah, Alpha. I cannot speak today. Alpha Sapphire run. That was,
I just remember last year. So, yeah, there's a Lampent and stuff like that. I don't know whether Flareon is in this.
We got Flareon. And that's the only entry on that besides...
there's another one, right? Disciple of...
N8 has one from the same run, Nina and Lamp.
So who is R, actually? Do you know?
Who is R?
Yeah. I thought it's a starter. Maybe... Is it Torchic?
Well, it's referring to hosts and their starters, so if one of them is the host, the other one would be the starter. I wasn't that familiar with the
Alpha Season Sapphire 2 runs. By the way, how much are you involved in Season 2 runs?
In Season 2, I was generally around for most of the Anniversary Red Run and a little bit of the Tohu Mohu.
Yeah, the dual run.
Yeah, the dual run. As far as the Colosseum and XD runs, yeah. I participated them in a bit, but I really didn't involve myself in that too much.
So do you know about Tustin's novel that he wrote?
You know, well, Tustin's been writing a lot.
The one on Colosseum, you know, made a long series of posts, actually, on his other site. But he wrote really long stuff, and a pretty interesting read. Have you came across that?
Might have. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, but it kind of stayed in my mind as a, you know, quality high bar. I set a high bar for lore for TVP because all the details have been written really, really well between A7 and this Nako and Taco and Nacho, right? Starters. Right.
On to topic number 3, I guess, which would be entries regarding Pokemon Brown. We have a couple of them from Tustin, Flag, and Kelsius.
Mm. Because by order, Tustin submitted first, right after Brown started. So Tustin posted first, and then Flag.
As of day 3.
Uh-huh. Which is pretty early. Flag posted a bit on Sylveon and not Crobat. Somewhere in the middle of the Brown run.
The context of that is they're saying that Bucket, which is the Diglett, and PK Bat, the Golbat, grew up in the same cave and were both caught by Paul. Mm-hmm. And Paul, in this last run, is known to be a compulsive drinker and gambler.
Well, somewhere in the middle of the run, that's how he was interpreted.
At the very start of the run, he was interpreted as a pizza salesman.
Yeah.
He would go door-to-door selling pizza to residents of his hometown. And even Pokemon, maybe.
If they eat.
Anyway, pizza. During this, Bucket was sent to the daycare, and Eevee, Burger King, as we call it, was bought from the casino.
Hmm.
So that's where that story comes from. And then from Kelsius, we have Pokemon Brown Only Dreams. This is when we first arrive at Osirari City. And this is about how our Bulbasaur lost his voice.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, during the Brown Run, we had our Bulbasaur was named a bunch of A's. A
series of A's.
So that's interpreted as screaming. And later we went to the name reader and overwrote that name with a bunch of dashes, and basically some people on the subreddit, including Darker, took that to mean that someone finally stitched his mouth up because they were tired of him screaming. So some a little bit of dark humor there.
Yeah, Darker.
But Macabre. There you go.
Noir, whatever.
Anyway, those are the entries so far, and we still got seven days from this recording to submit those entries, so get them in as soon as you can, if you're still interested.
Mm-hmm. Because I'll release this.
Your battery finally ran out?
Finally, yeah. So, I'll be low-tech now. And surprise, I reappear on the different mic. So for people who are not used to me sounding like this, well, it's probably my actual voice.
We had to switch to the emergency. Sorry about that.
Because my main mic died.
because of low battery. I should have charged it. Oops. Things are falling also because they have been blown by the wind on my table fan. I don't really have a fan on my laptop, meaning the low profile one. So I have to make do with whatever I have, trying to save my laptop. And yeah, we're still recording. So we'll have a shorter episode compared to the last one, definitely.
Let's go on and check out what's happening in TPP Cup at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. So TPP Cup, as you know, is a sister subreddit. I believe there are new Pokemon leaks, right, since the last recording, because Love Carol actually mentioned there's something new they'll release or they'll reveal on July 1st. Today is July the 2nd on the US side, and July the 3rd on, you know, Australia.
We got a new Pokemon revealed.
Such as? Yeah, you mentioned the
English names.
And
yeah, for Iwanko and Nakora were revealed to be Rockruff and Kamala.
It's kind of tough to get used to it. I don't know. People will eventually get used to those names.
Right. So we have Tapu Koko. Tapu Koko is a electric fairy type. And it's supposed to be the guardian of Mele Mele Island, or Mele Mele Island.
Yeah, kind of hard to get the names right, because it's somewhat...
Its ability is Electric Surge, which appears to have a electric field across the battlefield. I don't know what that's going to be.
How would that affect maybe Steel Pokemon? Perhaps.
Maybe. Anyway, there's a new evolution for Grubbin, which is Charjabug. That's going to be a bug electric type. And its ability is Battery, which its final evolution will be Vikavolt. And that ability is going to be, it's like Meditate. Yep.
Looks like it. What else? Because I will totally let you carry on.
Mm-hmm. And we have a Pokemon called Drampa, which is a normal dragon type, and its ability is Berserk / Sap Zipper. We have Bruxish, which looks like a fish with some weird lips going on there. That's a water psychic. Very colorful. And its ability is Dazzling and Strong Jaw. Dazzling supposedly blocks a move from being used. We have a Cutie Fly. Bug Fairy type ability is Honey Gather and Shield Dust. And we have Tojidemaru. Electric Steel type. This looks like to be the Pikachu variant of this generation. Its ability is Iron Barbs and Lightning Rod. We also have a little snippet of Zygarde at the end of it. And that's pretty much where the trailer leaves off.
How do people analyze all this trailer, right? I don't know how much of this is considered spoiler. Do you think it revealed too much, in your opinion?
It's probably just there to generate hype.
When is both of these games expected to be released?
Sun and Moon will be released in November of this year.
Mm. Do you have any idea, early November or late or mid?
They just said November.
Yeah, we couldn't tell, really. 4 months from now, anything can affect the schedule. Because probably people have to keep in mind that the release of such a magnitude will involve a lot of stuff. And probably the translations are not complete yet. You know, stuff like that. And also marketing materials. They plan this thing out, but until the very end, you never know.
Mm-hmm. In other news, we have Summer Games Done Quick. It starts tomorrow. Well, actually, starts tomorrow, but close to the day, July 3rd. SDDQ is... Hold on. Let me open up the schedule.
Or roughly, you know, what time in Eastern?
So yeah, that will be streaming throughout the day. We have, during Summer Games Done Quick, you know, that's when a lot of high profile people in the speedrun community come on and do games for charity. It will start at 12:30 p.m. for the pre-show, and it'll go on throughout the week and end Saturday the 9th.
Oh, the whole week. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on Discord, at least on the TPP side, I heard Picolax is planning on maybe discussing some of those SGDQ games on the Hash General channel. So if you guys are on the TPP Discord, you might get updates or discussion stuff from that channel. Try not to mix it up with Ground or the Intermission game.
And the current Let's Discuss thread is Plushies, hosted by Kip the Mudkip.
Yeah, Plushies. I actually haven't replied on that. Well, maybe give an audio reply. So, my family, actually my siblings, they do keep plushies back at my family home. I didn't bring any plushies with me. So, TV sir, do you have... Oh no, he's muting himself. Yeah, that's okay. I'll continue.
Sorry, plushies. I got some background noise at the moment.
That's okay. You can mute yourself. My sibling has siblings. Some collection of plushies. I could technically get them to arrange them and take a picture for the purpose of posting here, but it's kind of too much to ask. In terms of Pokemon plushies, we do have a few Pikachu ones. That's why I tend to say that my favorite Pokemon is Pikachu, because yeah, that plushie has been with us for a long time, you know, more than 10 years, still keep it well and well clean. But my siblings, you know, in their late teens, early 20s, still kind of take care of those bears mostly. Yeah, big bears to hug. Like, Timison, do you have any plushies around?
Not at the moment. I used to collect them when I was younger, but, yeah, not at the moment.
Are any of them Pokemon?
I have a few, yeah.
Such as?
Well, not at my possession, but, I have a Pikachu. I think I have a Piplup somewhere. I can't believe, it's been over 10 years since, Pokemon, Diamond and Pearl were released.
But Diamond and Pearl, yeah. Also on you know, the history books of TPP, we have Colosseum. Is it? Some run has been completed. Oh no, Conquest. We did Conquest
yeah.
2 years ago. Like right around July.
And it's often considered to be a forgotten run because I don't think it was heavily tracked during that time.
Like on the lore, it is placed like in the prehistoric time before the fossils were a thing. I don't know.
Yeah, before you praised Helix and all that.
So Arceus, you know, streamer intervened in completing Conquest. So the lore writes that, you know, Arceus has a part in the lore of Conquest. Something like that. Next, we'll just cover a bit of world news before we end this podcast. So, we got a referendum result. I kind of touched on this a bit last podcast, but didn't have time to discuss. So, the result is that the UK voted to leave the European Union.
Yeah, we got Brexit.
Brexit and re-Grexit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
I have no idea. Like, you have to ask people in the UK. But so far, the feedback I got, at least from youngsters, the TPP communities, they are surprised. They actually want, you know, remain to win this referendum. However, it didn't went well because they don't have the numbers to fight with those people with traditional views that they hate immigration and stuff like that. Also, they don't really care about the economy since they're doing well, I guess.
It stands to reason that those people that voted stay are also mostly from the higher age groups, and they're the people that will not feel the impact of this long time, so...
They actually didn't vote to stay. You said stay. They want to leave, right?
Well, the younger folk want to leave.
Because I've been to UK before, you know, to continue on my anecdotes of the England-Scotland trip. We have a tour guide that kind of discussed on this a bit. So this tour guide, he's been around Europe to work and stuff. He's from Northern England. In fact, he's from Yorkshire. And his feeling is that they should remain. Like, he will vote remain because he feels the restriction imposed, let's say they vote for a leave, it's kind of tough on people who are currently not in the UK but benefits from working elsewhere in the union. However, his dad says he wants to leave because of some petty reasons, like measurement units, I don't know. Yeah, people have their own interests, and it seems it works out to be most of England and most of Wales want to leave. However, the Scottish side want to remain. Most of Northern Ireland also wants to remain. So, kind of fractured right now.
Politics.
Politics. I'll just finish up on this politics one real quick. Because there are a few election stuff going on. Australia has had their federal elections. A double-digit solution election, whatever that means. And they're still counting the votes. They voted yesterday, or my time, yesterday. However, it's too close to call which party will eventually lead the parliament and form a government. I have no idea. Because Australia is so large, it takes some time for votes to be counted. It's actually quite normal for them to not have the result known on the first night of counting. Pretty interesting. But you know, in the US, you can probably guess that, even though not all the stations have their votes counted, right? Is that how that works in the US? Is that how, you know, voting works in the US? Like, they count a certain number of votes, voting... it goes to the Electoral College, right?
Right. Voting in the U.S. works on a first-past-the-post system, which means that you vote on one candidate, whoever you want to be elected, and then from there, yeah, it goes through the Electoral College and majority wins. In Australia, they have a different system where it's called preferential voting, where you basically rate the candidates from 1 to how many,
however many you are,
and then the person with the most weighted votes gets in.
I think that explains the time taken to count the votes. Because you see, it takes time to rearrange like a simulated runoff because you rank them. So how this works is that the lowest candidate, the least votes, will be eliminated and then added on to, I'm not sure in how they are distributed, but yeah, they have a certain system. So that's why that takes a while.
Mm-hmm. It takes a while, but it's a lot system. More reliable than, America's first past the post.
Okay. Yep. While Australian is counting their votes, the Austrian, not the same country, in Europe, the court has overturned their presidential second round vote because the margin is very close and there are much more invalid votes than the winning margin. It's like 1 to 100. It's that many. So they will re-elect, apparently. In general, European politics are a bit more complicated. It sometimes takes a long time to form a government. Like in Belgium, I heard there was a deadlock. And yeah, Spain has something going on with their elections. And yeah, in two more days, welcome to Sunday, US, at least on the eastern side. So in 24 hours, I guess you guys will enjoy fireworks.
Yes.
It'll be July the 4th.
July the 4th, we got fireworks going on everywhere.
Even in
people will be shooting them up beforehand. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the world of heavy traffic and fireworks.
It's kind of a long weekend.
Mm-hmm. America and all that.
And some people will avoid reading, you know, because if you're not in the US, they might be annoyed. That's most of the news that we have to discuss about. And I should, you know, probably charge my battery for my mic. As a reminder of, you know, why I sound differently now. Next podcast, I will not be recording next week, as in the week of, let's say if I do it on a Saturday, I will not be here on the 9th. However, I might be able to do one on the 16th. Maybe, you know, subjected to how busy I am.
And general availability of the people here.
Yeah, because the time we call it this, it's kind of a tribute for AOC, because it's usually when AOC ends, and we heard that, you know, the streamer Twitch Peaks might be busy with, you know, new plans for his career, so he might not be doing AOC as much. So it might go silent, there'll be a hiatus. So this one, you know, this podcast might be a continuation of that spirit.
Well, we'll see where that's headed. It's probably going to be in a very on and off thing.
Yeah. Who knows? We might actually have the whole AOC team here speaking. If I can get
that. Perhaps.
I just add one last thing. So in Malaysia, the majority Malay Muslim are celebrating their Eid. It's spelled EID, you know, it's some kind of festival where they have done their 1 month of fasting, and at the end of the month, they will, you know, visit relatives and friends, stuff like that. You know, our cultures are slightly different to the Arab side of how they celebrate this occasion. Anyway, it basically means that they'll take a whole week of leave. The actual day will be the 6th and 7th of July in Malaysia. So we have a public holiday. However, I couldn't actually take that holiday because we don't have Malays in the team. And therefore, the urgency of the project requires us to not take the holidays. Too bad. Okay. Now it's playing up to you. I don't know how well you can hear that. Yeah, the plane takes off, so you have to end this podcast.
Closing notes?
Yeah, closing notes. In the next 2 weeks, I'll probably have a better idea of what this randomized run will be like. There might be some short intermission before the run starts, perhaps to test things. So it will not be an abrupt shift as of round. You will have to put up the emulator and stuff. We'll see. So see you then on episode 3. It's too loud. So we have Cyan just joining after the podcast, and she said she is in the Melbourne Pokemon National kind of a match, right, spectating, so he can't do any podcast. actually not much is happening. As in right now, 8 matches on screen, 1 finished a little while ago for either seniors or masters. So yeah, this time Cyan is not participating. I don't know how often they have this kind of match in Melbourne, but they really don't care about politics much, I presume.